Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, social media.
I mean, it's just like social media. I mean, people use social media for so many things, regardless of if it's good or bad.
What is social media? Well, it refers to the means of interactions among people in which they create, share, and exchange information and ideas in virtual communities and networks. That is according to Wikipedia. But is it changing lives in a positive way or negative way? Or is it saving lives or causing problems and leading to breakups in families and relationships? Well, we will find out tonight. As usual on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague in the house, Caleb Getacha. Welcome back.
Hey, hey.
All right. And of course, I have on the phone from Maryland, the one and only Virginia. Brenda Sabuni. Welcome back, Brenda.
What? Thank you.
And of course, sure. And from Virginia, we have Mr. Al-Hassan. Welcome back, Al-Hassan.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing social media. Well, the digital media revolution, which is the mass production and widespread use of digital logistics circuits and its technologies, including the computer, cellular phone, and the internet, has led to the greatest use of social media. So, is this changing lives in a positive way? And I spoke to Muhammadu Lalu, my colleague from the House of Service, and I wanted to know his take.
Well, let me first of all start with the positive side, because if you look at what is happening generally in the world, for instance, within the political arena, in Nigeria, for instance, recently my country conducted a general election, which the role of social media impacted a lot, especially within the youth. I think generally it's really something that has become a necessity of life, if you look at it in that regard. Apart from the political arena, if you look at other social activities in terms of communication with among friends, among groups, you kind of like communicate with people that you have not seen for decades.
Oh, yeah.
So you see, the social aspect of it comes out here, where you be able to relate with lots of people around the world, within your circle.
Just like, for instance, as you mentioned in Facebook right now.
Exactly.
You meet a lot of people that you never expected you would meet. Maybe you colleagues you went to school with or friends you grew up with.
I also like to exactly add that, imagine in a situation whereby we see that the social media is going to be completely wiped out right now. You can imagine how a lot of people will go into a lot of, I'm sure there's going to be a chaos.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. But when we look at the negative aspect in so many ways, you realize that, of course, within this our profession, journalism, sometimes you find out lots of people are putting a lot of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Things that cannot be, that can create chaos, especially in places that there are crises, a lot of rumors, things that are being
you find some people sending hoaxes.
Exactly.
Talking that about
aside,
stuff.
Yeah. That aside, you see a lot of things that are not supposed to be on the social media, nudity, stuff like that. You are a father. I'm a father.
Exactly.
You like your sons to...
No, you don't. You don't want them to go
exactly.
there.
You see, so it's there are lots of negativity and positivity in terms of the social media, generally speaking.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the same note I want to also highlight, how has it changed media? Since you are in the media and myself, how do we see the changing media right now?
It has changed a lot. It has changed a lot. Because if you look at the way things are going these days, you hardly wait to, even have time to turn your TV on.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do when you wake up, especially when you are going to present a news, or maybe you are the MC as a presenter.
Right.
The first thing I do is I check all my platforms on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
WhatsApp, Facebook, you know, Twitter, to see what is going on.
Oh, yes.
There you can be able to take a cue on what you are going to probably present at the editorial meeting.
Right.
It's a tremendous change if it comes to the issue of the media. In fact, there are lots of fear that the current social media might be, outstage the traditional ones. That
and that's the question too. Other people are trying to find out. Yeah. Is it going to phase away the traditional newspapers?
You know, we don't really pray for that, but being something that is a development in terms of within the media circle, chances are yes and no. Yes, because there are certain audience that cannot do without the traditional media. Mm-hmm. If you look at audience from the villages, you know, we have listeners in the village.
Yes, we do.
Especially in our area, like in Africa, mm-hmm. we don't have constant light supply. A lot of people depend on the small radio transistor to listen to the news.
Thank you, Muhammadu Lalu. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing social media.
Have you seen the movie Social Networking? Well, it explains how Facebook was found. From school campus and college campus, this media made waves all the way to the entire universe to become one of the most powerful communication tools in the history of mankind. How have they benefited from these and other sites such as Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, WhatsApp, and the like? And if you remember, Twitter just made 10th anniversary this past week. So what is your take? Have this changed our lives today, Mr. Caleb Getachew, in a positive way, or what is it happening?
Has it in a negative or positive way? I think just like everything, it's all about perception, how we perceive these negative things, whether they're bad or good. But in general, I think social media has definitely played a substantial role in connecting people and revolutionizing, democratizing the world. For example, I don't think the Egyptian Revolution would have happened, the Arab Spring would have happened without social media. That could be argued, but I don't think it could have happened. But then again, I don't know, people say that there's negative aspects of social media, like the overexposure, I guess, people are sensitive about. But it's like this, it's like money. So people say that money is somewhat
the root
evil,
of all evil,
the root of all evil. But all money does is expose who that man or woman was truly was. Giving someone money is just revealing to you who that person always was. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily social media, but it's people, I guess, the effects of this new society that we're living in.
It's people. That's what you think, Mr. Caleb Getachew. Okay, let's go back to Brenda, the only lady in this discussion. Lady, tell us, Brenda Sabuni, what do you think?
I don't know.
Straight up.
Okay, you don't know. Okay.
I mean,
know you don't know. It's many things out there. Okay, tell me, what do you think?
If you think about it, I agree with Caleb. Of course, I think it's the people themselves and how they use it and approach it, I guess. I want to use the same example he did. Like he said, like how they say money is the root of all evil. It's really not money. The love of money is the root of all evil. What it is that you do when you get it, you know, tells people what it is about you, right?
Okay.
And I mean, it's just like social media. I mean, people use social media for so many things, regardless of if it's good or bad. It has upgraded us in so many ways because we reach people that we probably would never think about reaching in different types of countries. We learn a lot of different cultures through social media, regardless of if it's good, bad, nasty, or ugly, you know. So it depends. It really depends.
Okay. Well, it's. I think for you, it looks like it's good. You're leaning towards that because you're reaching a lot of people. You didn't expect to reach at some point.
I wouldn't call it good because if you look at it, I wouldn't base it so much on the good because it also comes with stalking. Like mm-hmm. Caleb said, there's overexposure where people just want to put everything and anything on social media. And not only that, these days, stalkers can literally stalk you from the moment, you know how people share their location mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Right.
It's like you are easily a target. Mm. in a lot of different ways. Verbal abuse in different ways. So there are major pros and cons of social media. Families are broken, yes, of course. I mean, but they were being broken even before social media started. It's all about where you put your ding ding.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Well said, Brenda. Let's listen to Mr. Al Hassan. What do you think, Al Hassan, right here?
Yes, thank you. I think after the worldwide social media observers, analysts generally tend to think that it's the last frontier, so to speak. You know, it's kind of a cream, you know, of the cake. You know, social media has both. It's a double-edged sword, as others on the panel have indicated.
Double-edged sword.
It has
the
positive aspect and the negative aspect. On the positive, social media has done a lot in bringing families together, you know, establishing relationship that led to marriage in so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
It has led to information dissemination. It has brought about business, you know, establishment in so many parts of the world. It has raised leaders. It has inspired people. It has mentored a lot of youth across the globe, you know. It has done a lot of positives, and is still doing a lot of positives. On the other side of the coin, social media has led to so many family breakups, so many relationship breakups. Has led to so many loss of jobs. It has led to, you know, breaks up of business, folding of companies. You can imagine, you know. It has led to so many negatives as well as it did with the positives.
Okay.
For example,
there's so much that has been done with Facebook. So hold it right there. This is exactly. Let's Talk, okay, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, here in Washington studio with Caleb Getacha on the phone, Al Hassan and Brenda. Right now, we're discussing social media. Some people say social media can be addictive and is not for everyone. Now, is this a healthy thing to do? And maybe, do we need to turn it down? Well, and I spoke to Yahya Mungilwa from Tanzania, and I wanted to know his take.
Okay, I can say it in both ways, both in positively and negatively. Because if you look at social media nowadays, most people use it for like advertising and the like. Even the communication has just changed. The trend has changed from normal like communications that we had. Now we have all these instant messaging on social media. So, yeah, that's the positive part of it, and most of it, most people are using it, like, especially here in Africa, most people are really onto the social media thing, and it has brought in a big impact, technology-wise, and also in the social life, the lifestyle as well.
Okay, but you also pointed out that there is some negative. What is the negatives of this social media right now, do you see?
Okay, as far as I can see, more of the normal social life, the life that we used to have long back, where we socialize, like, you know, hang around and talk to people like face to face. Nowadays, it's almost not there.
You're right, man. People are like, hey, we don't seem to meet each other anymore. People don't want to meet.
Oh, yes. So we just finished everything on the social media. And also, when say, for example, you go out and you need to hang around and you've got your phone around and that's it. You will not hang out. You'll be like something else on your phone.
I know. And don't you feel like you're isolated when you're in a big group of people and everyone's head is down on their phones, right?
It is. Well, that's for sure.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It is. It has brought a lot of negative things.
Right.
Like, for example, you go out and, the first thing you see is someone holding their phones and concentrating and typing and, you know, saying this, saying that.
Right.
Well, now it has actually killed the whole concept of socializing.
Right. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Socializing has a whole different meaning right now, right?
Oh,
social
yes.
media. Wow.
Yes. So, yeah, that's the negative part that I've seen.
Okay.
And, yeah. But, yes, it has got its positive end, and but now the negative, I think it has gone too far now. On the negative side, is even right. worse. It's much better. Say you go out, hang around, you just leave your phone at home.
Exactly, right? Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing social media. And back to the studio. Caleb, tell me about this. Do you think this thing is always addictive to people? And do you think maybe some people should not? Or is not for everybody?
Yeah.
Social media.
Just like anything else in this world, it's not for any, it's not for everyone.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, social media is not really special. I don't think. And it's like, regardless whether we like it or not, social media will exist, and it's going to continue to expand. And what we have to do from here, I guess, is just sort of filter it. So, like, for me personally, I guess what we have to also indicate, social media is like Facebook and Twitter and all these, and Snapchat and et cetera.
Right.
It's not technology. It's not internet
right.
as a whole. We have to differentiate from those two as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But social media, yeah, of course it's addicting, just like anything else.
Okay.
It gives people attention. But then again, it's very profitable for a lot of people. A lot of people are making money
yeah.
because of internet, because of social media. I mean, there are girls on Instagram.
You remember how much Facebook spent to buy WhatsApp?
Yeah.
So it's a billion-dollar business you're talking about here.
Yeah, a lot of people are making... without a doubt, there's more positives than negatives. And I don't know. If we just focus on the negatives all the time, it's not going to get us anywhere because it's going to continue to grow.
It's growing every day.
It's growing in every day. And it's just like anything else. Like, for example, the whole gun debate. You know, these crazy people that are killing people. They're going to kill people whether you take guns or not, guns away from them or not. They're going to find a way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So in the same way, social media is going to continue to exist. Some people are going to get addicted to it. But they could have been addicted to food or anything else. Chewing gum, chapstick, I don't know. Clothes,
so addiction is addiction to you.
Yeah.
All right, let me give this chance to Brenda. What do you think, Brenda? We know young people from college, campus, all over to the other places around the world, they use social media every day. And it becomes so addictive. And some parents are like, no, we need to turn this down. Oh, this is not for some people. No, they shouldn't be on Facebook. Hey, what do you think, Brenda?
I mean, it is addictive. It's very addictive. And if you look at the generation right now, a lot of people, I would say, for example, a good example of people who don't need to have it,
mm-hmm.
if you look at a child, all right, a child does not need to have social media right now. Like, I don't care what type of social media, regardless of it's WhatsApp, YouTube, so whatever it is, anything that they can get a hold of that teaches them something that's not relevant to them at their age, they shouldn't use media, social media. And if you look at everybody, have you ever seen people don't talk to each other these days?
Thank you. Very good point. People are like, you know what? Just Facebook me. Just WhatsApp me.
What I mean by the family breakup in the broad sense, you know?
It's like WhatsApp me. Kids and parents don't sit together and have, because you'll be like, you see a parent going through, oh, my daughter is on Instagram. I have to, man. And 24/7, everybody's head is down. You can't even look at your neighbor and have a smile.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or even just say hello. That is very disturbing because there's a disconnection in human connection in a way. As much as it's connecting everybody else, but it's also disconnecting the intimacy that you have on a one-on-one level.
Right.
You know?
It's natural, though. I think that's part of evolution. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, think about it like this.
Mm-hmm.
All the, for example, like, my parents, they came from Ethiopia.
Right.
And when they came to America, they realized, you know, I mean, life is completely different here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't spend as much time with your family. And to me, the most extreme of that is, I guess you can call it social media, is where people, I mean, they are spending time, I mean, I guess online, but it's just, it's gonna happen. And I think it's the job of parents to just find a way to combat that rather than just say, oh, social media is bad as a whole.
Right.
It's like, it's rather than that, just say, okay, this is natural. This is how kids, it's only gonna get even more extreme. So how the hell do we find time to chill, to relax, to talk, whatever, to spend time together?
Yeah, maybe Al-Hassan will tell us what ways can be done to find that intimate face-to-face relationship back again.
Well, it's tough. It's a tough call because, you know, we all are, I presume, African, you know, and we, growing up, we were conversant with the banter system where we sit, you know, around a typical, what do you call it? Is it a fire or something, or is it crossfire or something?
Yeah, we sit around the fire just like we're doing now. This is a banter system, me and Caleb right here.
Of bygone days, you know, from so-called wise or elder people in other households or communities where, you know, imaginary stories like that of the famous Anansi, I mean, the Spider-Man or woman or whoever the character will be, used to be told. And we will always learn lessons from those stories. Right now, people are beginning to think that the growth of social media, it's a deliberate effort, even though it came through a different source, an individual, not from corporate America or Big Brother. But then people are beginning to insinuate that it's being used by the Big Brother to monitor the activities of people worldwide. How, when they wake up, when they get into social media, what they do, basically. So, well, it's a little bit controversial, but then, they, you know, you can argue on the pros and cons of this issue. But the generality of the situation is that, yes, social media is getting people addictive, away from family, away from friends, and concentrating their mind on the mechanics of relationship, so to speak, rather than the humanistic aspect of the relationship.
From my personal experience, I'd have to disagree, because I just feel like I can talk to my friends and my family a lot more through social media, and because of that, I can have intimate conversations online. And
but the person perhaps sitting next to you, if it's your wife, she would be like, maybe watching TV at the same time you on social media, and she may be needing your attention to share an interesting point, you know, on the television with you. So you look at you and say, honey, where are you? And you are like, you have your face, you know, hooked to the social media.
First down,
be like,
busy on Facebook.
You get offended. The social media has made you interactive with people from afar, you know, but destructive with the people close to you. It's to the extent that some people I know, people sitting on the dining table, hook on their phone, the wife will put food on the table, the person will leave it and then get hooked on the social media. After it happened like 3 times. The third time, she had to just put the food back into the microwave.
That's
somebody close to you, a wife, someone you go to bed with, somebody you live as a family with.
Why are we blaming social media?
Your attention from the person with whom you live your life.
Why are we blaming social media though? Because I know kids,
right,
like I don't even know if we should be blaming social media.
Well, of course we've all indicated it has the positive and the negative. This is only one of the negatives, if you want to accept.
But let me ask you this.
It's not a totally rotten egg. You know, it's a queen with two sides.
Okay. I got your point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was basically, what I was saying was, I don't even think we should be blaming social media because those kids, for example, they would probably be doing the same thing if they had cell phones. I mean, are we talking about technology in general? I mean, and then again, is it...
I don't think he's generally putting it as in technology in general.
Yeah.
He's pretty much talking about it as in internet-based interactions, I think. But I also, I agree. It does have an effect because it's there, you know, but I really wouldn't completely blame social media. It's like putting 100% blame on social media and saying, okay, you know what, it's doing this to people. No, it's a person's particular choice to choose to. If you know there's food on the table, I mean, put that phone down and eat.
Yeah, it's more about the family structure to me too, and the societies that we live in, you know, because I think even if we took social media away from the picture, there will still be, you know, problems within the family. Yeah, and this happens throughout time, but it's the job of the family to adapt to the time, to that's the whole point of raising your kids, to raise them in this current time that you have in a way that reflects on the way that their parents raised them and the parents' parents raised them, taking down these values. And it's the job of the parent to transmit that in relevant terms to that kid in that time, you know what I'm saying? So we should be taking responsibility as parents, saying, okay, here, this is a new phenomenon. They're gonna wanna spend time with on this. So how do I create a system where I can still spend time with my kids? For example, I know parents who do no phones at the dinner table. That's literally what disciplining and raising a child is, establishing these codes or these rules in the house that allow you to raise your kid. And social media, sure, we can say it's because of social media, but we also have to acknowledge that it's the job of the parents to raise their kids in a proper way.
Caleb was talking about something that he said he got comfortable talking to family members or someone on social media than he would probably even if they were in person, you know. But that shows a certain way of commitment between two people or multiple people, I look at it like, because if I'm comfortable enough to share my information online, how is it that I'm not comfortable enough to say it in person? Am I not looking the person? Is it the process of not looking the person in the face, or just being comfortable that, okay, this is an anonymous type of situation?
Oh, no, I think...
They don't see me, they, you know, but hey, what did you mean by that?
Oh, yeah, I think you probably heard me wrong, but I didn't say that, like, I communicate better online with people. I was saying that I'm able to communicate with people online. That's in general, I'm able to communicate with people online that aren't around me. For example, my friends in college, et cetera, et cetera.
Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Ningekuwa na uwezo ningekunywa hata pombe nikikosa mawazo, maana mchana kutwa hata usiku silali, mapenzi yangu kikwazo. Ningekuwa na uwezo ningekunywa hata pombe nikipunguze mawazo. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing social media. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
Diners scattered when a man dropped a 13-foot python at a sushi restaurant Sunday, according to the Los Angeles police. Officer Drake Madison said the man argued with an employee and stormed out of a restaurant in Studio City. The man later returned with a snake and threw it in the dining room area. Police arrested the man on suspicion of making criminal threats, and the python was later taken by animal control officers.
And thanks, that's it for Sean tonight, where we lightheartedly explored social media. A big thank you to our guest
Yahya Mungilo from Tanzania and my colleague Muhammadu Lalu from the House of Service. And in the studio,
Hassan, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And of course, thanks to Brenda. Thank you, Brenda, for coming back.
Thank you.
All righty. Jackson Mvanganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for the exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be education. Is it changing at the moment? Don't forget to turn in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.